Hello and welcome to the Be Unapologetically You radio podcast. My name is Kelsey Davidson and I am your host. On this podcast, we talk about all things personal development, health and wellness, and of course, fitness, and how you can do all of those things, create a lifestyle that works for you and nobody else, because nobody else was made like you. So why would you do it the same way as somebody else? Well, unless it works. So thank you for joining us today and let's get started into the episode. Hello and welcome back to Be Unapologetically You Radio. I am so excited to have you here today. After the end of last year, it felt like we definitely needed a little bit of a break so we could come back to this and bring all the energy, but also have good topics that we could talk about and have good discussions. We want to stay in the health and wellness realm, but we really got to start to touch on the mindset this year, and along with some of those deeper science pieces that will allow you to train. So let's get started into the first podcast of the new year, 2021. Today's podcast is all about goal setting with action. Now, something that we see commonly during the first of the year is a lot of New Year's resolutions or new goals, which there is nothing wrong with those. I think it's very important to know what you're working toward and give yourself a deadline and something to work toward through the year. The biggest thing that I see with a lot of people, and that I used to do myself, is that they have all these goals, but they never give themselves milestones or actionable items that they can do on a daily basis, on a micro level, in order to achieve those goals. So I wanna kind of break it down to you. This is something that I learned from business that I found to be incredibly helpful, not only for myself, but for my clients as well. So let's start with the actions that you need to do. Okay, let's back that up a little further. Let's start with your overarching goal. Once you have defined and written down your overarching goal, we're going to break it down from there. So take a moment, pause this podcast, and write down what your goal is going to be. And I have a couple of examples, and so that's what we're going to use. But I want you to know what your goal is. So let's take the first example. Maybe your goal for 2021 this year is to be healthier. Okay, what would you define healthy for you? Would it be that you need to lose weight? Maybe you need to be more active. Maybe you need to intake more nutritious foods. Maybe you need to work on your negative self-talk. That is why it's so important to truly define what that goal is for yourself, so that way you can start working toward it versus this very arbitrary goal. Another example of a goal, and let's say if we can make it more specific, which will help you, would be that by the end of 2021, I want to lose 30 pounds, per se. Okay, so that gives us not only a deadline, a very trackable, achievable goal, but we also know specifically what we're working toward. Now, maybe your goal is to get stronger. So, for example, maybe you want to increase your back squat by 50 pounds by the end of the year. I'm not saying that that's what you should do, just throwing some examples out here. So you give yourself a deadline, you have something that's measurable, you can assess it, and it gives you a timeline. That's the critical part. We want to stay in the SMART goals realm, because if we get too arbitrary, then we're not going to be able to track it. Now that you know your goals and you know how you're going to measure it, here's where it really gets important, is what is the action steps you're going to do in order to achieve that goal? So for example, say you want to increase your back squat. Well, then you need to train your back squat and do other areas of your life in order for you to bring those numbers up, which means you have to sleep, you have to eat for it. You have to train that particular movement and body part more frequently. So then you would use those action items as a means to track your progress versus just how much more you can lift week by week. Another option would be, so say you have a weight loss goal like I mentioned earlier, instead of tracking your weight week by week, which is important because it gives you a lot of feedback, you would track the tasks or the items that you need to do every week in order to achieve that goal. So for example, if you have a weight loss goal, maybe you need to strength train 3 days a week and you need to do 10,000 steps a day. sleep 8 hours, and hit your macros every day. Those are your action items that would ultimately lead you to your goal of weight loss. So versus sitting there getting on the scale every day tracking your progress, you would track the action items that you would need to do on a daily basis or on a weekly basis in order to achieve your goals. That's what I'm trying to get and explain here, is it's important to have your goals and it's important to know what results that you want, but we have got to start breaking down into what our daily and minute or very small parts of that plan is, so that way we can start to do that. So for example, for me this year, I wanted to start to lift more. I wanted to really start to embody the healthy lifestyle a little bit more than I have the past 2 years, because the past 2 years have been just a hustle and a big shift for us and our family and our family dynamic. And so I needed to sit down and to define what that healthy lifestyle looked like for me and what did that included. So for me, it meant picking an athletic style goal, which I'll share later on in the year. It also meant prioritizing my sleep and my nutrition more. So my goals for this year are to train 3 to 5 days a week. That's an action item that I can do. Number two is I have got to sleep between 7+ hours every night, including the weekends. I cannot cut that short because my sleep allows me to focus at work, but it also allows me to recover and do well in the gym. I have to prioritize my nutrition, which means I have to get all my water in every day, but I also have to fuel my body with nutritious foods that are going to help me get where I need to be, eating enough protein so my body can rebuild itself and I can achieve my goals. So, my friend, let's summarize kind of where we're at and kind of, since I gave a lot of examples and we kind of bounced around a little bit today. Number one, this is where you probably should write it down. Number one, you need to outline what your goals are. Specifically, they need to be SMART goals, so that way you know where you want to go from here. Number two, you need to create an action plan for yourself on how you're going to achieve those goals, because too often we are looking at the results versus what's the action that's required to achieve those results. So think, what are the action steps or the key performance indicators that I need to do in order to move the needle forward toward my goal? Number three is to start to execute those action items and give yourself 6 to 8 weeks to action those. And then if you need to pivot, start to pivot. Now, something I would like to lead here is if you struggle doing those action items in the first week of something, especially when you're most highly motivated, then you're asking yourself to do too much or do something too severe. Break it down to something even smaller so that way you can accomplish that and build on to that from there. You've got to start playing the long game with your goals. You can do a little short sprints at time, but you've got to play the long game with your goals so that way you can ultimately achieve your goals. So I hope you found this podcast helpful. If you did, be sure to take a screenshot and show it and upload it to your Instagram. And also be sure you're following me there on Facebook. And I'm also on Clubhouse now as well, where I'll be doing a weekly Q&A on Tuesdays. I'll post the time every week because it'll kind of vary based on my work schedule. But I love you. Thank you so much for joining me on Be Unapologetically You Radio. And I will catch you guys in the next episode. Have a great day. Bye. When I was editing the podcast, I had the idea to consolidate everything we talked about today into one PDF for you. So if you go to the link in the description of this podcast, there will be a worksheet for you so that way you can consolidate all your goals into one sheet, or you can make multiple copies and build yourself an action plan and start to track your progress towards your goals this year. I hope you find that worksheet helpful. If you did, please be sure to tag me on Instagram and Facebook and let me know how it helped you. And if you want more worksheets like that, be sure to hop on my email list as well. So have a great rest of your day.
Dudes and dudettes, I really hope you enjoyed that episode. I love that you came and spent some time with us today. If you enjoyed the podcast, please take a moment to leave a review on iTunes. It really does help the podcast get found and provides us with feedback. You can also follow us on Instagram at BeAnApologeticallyYouRadio and follow Kelsey at Kelsey Lane Fitness. While on Instagram, please take a screenshot of this episode and upload it to your stories and let us know what your biggest takeaway is, or you can also share it on Facebook. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen to this podcast. And remember, don't forget to be unapologetically you. We'll catch you in the next episode. Bye.